darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you a prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing, if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across from the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Who are you? Yes, who are you? When you look into the mirror, who is staring back at you? What is staring back at you? This is an extremely easy question to understand. But make no doubt about it that it is an extremely difficult question for us to answer. Philosophers throughout the ages have attempted to answer this question of who we are by saying that you are a collection of emotions and virtues and flaws and needs and possibilities and defeats, that you are a collection of personalities. Now, is this who you are? A mere personality? Science has attempted to answer this question by saying that you are a living and breathing organism that has mutated throughout millions upon millions of years through evolutionary process. Is this who you are? Are you an evolutionary accident? Corporate America has attempted to answer this by pointing you to your resume, your whole life listed in bulleted points on an 8.5-inch by 11-inch cream-colored cardstock piece of paper. Is this who you are? Human capital? Culture says that you are defined by your sexual orientation, that you are a sexual being who finds the pinnacle of essence and the amount of sexual satisfaction that can be created. Is this who you are? A mere sexual experience? Hollywood tries to answer this by convincing you that you can become a celebrity. Plastic surgery, hair extensions, fake eyelashes, skinny jeans, a Philip Lim handbag, and a little bit of acting will allow you to become whatever you want to be. Is this who you are? A cosmetic creation? The daily affirmation of positive thinking tries to answer this question as well, this question of your identity, telling you to say, "I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me." Is this who you are, a positive affirmation? Social media also attempts to answer this question through cool-looking selfies, fancy profile pictures, and attractive posts. Is this who you are? A social media profile? I ask you again this morning, who are you? Yes, who are you? As previously stated, this question is very easy for us to understand. But answering it is even more difficult. It is so difficult to answer that people will, in fact, spend a lifetime trying to answer this question, and they will spend a lifetime of money and resources trying to actualize this question of who they are. Now, the reason why it is so difficult to answer is because the way that humanity attempts to answer the question of who are we will depend upon the criterion that is used. Furthermore, there are some tricky questions that are raised when we try to figure out who we are. Does humanity define itself, or is humanity defined? In other words, do you and I make up our own identity, or is our identity placed upon us? Think about that for a moment. Are we just a personality? Are we just simply a personality? If so, is that it? Are we basically a living organism that has evolved through mutation? If so, then what? Are we defined by our resume? If so, are we just some mere human capital listed on a balance sheet? Are we nothing more than a one-night sexual experience? If so, is this not pathetically shallow? Are we a bunch of insecure and fake mini-celebrities trying to create glamorous glory? If so, isn't this superficially fake? Are we defined by the presentation of our social media account on Facebook and Twitter and all these social medias? If so, what do we do when we realize that social media is actually fake? It is not real. My friends, just who are you and who am I? It seems that all of our examples fail to adequately answer this question of who we are. Thus, I ask you again, who are you? Our gospel reading from the Gospel of John, it actually answers this question. It answers this question for us. Indeed, it answers the question of who we are, and it does it very succinctly. That answer is this. The answer of who you are is this. My friends, you are not the Christ. You are not the Christ. That's right. Who are you? Who are you? You sitting there in that pew, who are you? You are not the Christ. In the words of John the Baptist, you are not the Christ. This is how John the Baptist describes himself. And it's the way that we can describe ourselves as well. You and I are not the Christ. You and I are not the Savior of the world. You and I are not the Savior of our families. You and I are not the Savior of this church. You and I are not the Savior of our friends. You and I are not the Savior of ourselves. And you and I are not the Christ. That is who we are. That is who you are. That is who I am. It seems like an odd way to define ourselves, though. It seems like a peculiar way to answer the question of who we are. However, as you and I confess from our very mouths, as we confess that we are not the Christ, we are indeed saying something about ourselves, and more importantly, we are confessing that there is a Christ. There is a Savior. In other words, there is one. Yes, there's one who redeems, one who saves, one who defends, and it is not us. Now, considering this, if we are not the Christ, who is the Christ? The Christ is Jesus, my friends. The Christ is Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem, the promised one to humanity from the days of old. He is the one who drank the cup of suffering. He is the one who endured death, endured wrath, endured persecution, and the weight of humanity's sin on the cross. He's the one that vacated that tomb. He's the one that defeated sin. He's the one who defeated death. He's the one who defeated the devil. He's the one who is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come to judge the living and the dead. It is most certainly true that you are not the Christ. Jesus is the Christ. That is what really matters. This is good, that the Christ is your Christ, your God in the flesh, because he has born and anointed. He was born and anointed for you and for me. With that stated, though, if you are not the Christ, and if I am not the Christ, who are you then, and who am I precisely? Answer, you are a Christian. You are a Christian because there is a Christ. You are baptized. You wear the name of Christ. You are washed in his blood. You eat his flesh. You hear his word. You pray his prayers. You die his death and you live his life. You are a Christian. Who are you? One more time. You are a Christian. You are a Christian because there is a Christ. You are baptized. You wear his name. You are washed in his blood. You eat his flesh, hear his word, pray his prayers, die his death, and live his life. You are a Christian. Yes, you are a Christian, which means that God takes the condemnation of your sin off of your shoulders and places it upon the shoulders of Christ. If we were the Christ, sin would rest on us, and we would be lost, for sin is too strong, it is too heavy. We would be ground into nothing, into a fine powder, with no identity, no life, no hope, no worth, no future. However, since we are not the Christ, we have the blessed assurance that our sin is loaded onto the Christ who bears it all for you and for me as gift. Who are you? Who are you, my friends? You are not merely a personality. You are not, I repeat, you are not an evolutionary accident. You are not human capital. You are not a sexual experience. You are not a cosmetic creation. You are not a positive affirmation. You are not a social media profile. No, you are none of these. These are the world's faulty attempts to answer the question of who you are. You, though, are not of the world, but of Christ. You are a Christian. You are a blood-bought, baptized Christian, marked in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You are not the triune God, but you have been given the triune God's name. This holy name that is placed upon you in your baptism opens heaven's gates. It drives away demons. It banishes guilt. It banishes fear and shame to hell's deepest pit. You belong to the royal court of heaven. You are not the Christ, but you are his. This Advent season, we lean forward and we peer into that manger. As we lean forward, we do so with John the Baptist's confession, saying and confessing that we are not the Christ, but that the Christ who was born unto us is our salvation, our victory, our release from captivity, our hope, our future, our eternity, and our identity. Without Jesus, we are in hopeless darkness. With Jesus coming to humanity, we have an eternal identity, and we know exactly who we are in this life and the life to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.